Reizlein Shmanish Chaim Lutz from Shari Moshe and the Rivka of Moshe Israel. Shmuel Nachum Bar Moshe, whose yard site is actually tonight, a very, very special person, is a friend of mine. His neshama have an aliyah. Should be a schluss for Shalema, Chaim Moshe Shiva Malka, and Bracha Sar Malka, and for Madri Yitzchak Fegeldina. Tonight is also the yard site of Binyamin Tzvi Ben Shalema Chaim, also a very, very holy Jew. And his neshama should also have an aliyah. The learning should be put there. It's close. We are holding Siman Reish Mem Dalet in the middle of Sivav. So we spoke about this interesting, call it a loophole or heta, in very specific cases where you have a hafsid meruba, and the only issue is maris ayin. And we're talking about a case that it's not a case of menias revach, but it's a case of you'll actually lose something that you have. The mechaber said that it's okay. Says Rima, b'chein yuchal lahaskar hameches l'chol ha-shabasas l'ayin Yehudi. You can sort of rent out the rights to the goy for all the shabasim. V'ayin Yehudi yikach ha-revach shal shabasas l'atzma, and the goy takes the revach. So basically, this yid bought the right for the taxes. He paid $1 million for the right to collect the taxes, okay? And let's say he hopes to collect $1.5 million. So he goes ahead and he takes the meches for Shabbos and he sells that right, he rents that right to the guy. So the Ramah says that's mutter as well. So we're not concerned that he's that people, once again, the Marisayan question, we're not concerned that people are going to say that he's doing this for the yid, the mekayim seder, kai gavna loichashashu. Same thing, like the mechaber said, that when it's a makam seder with this kind of deal, or this kind of situation, where it's going to be a loss of something that he owns, we were concerned that if we said that it's us because of marasayim, people won't be able to hold by this takana. The Yisrael hamamuna matbeish hamelech. So he gives another case. Back then, the king would give out the rights to mint coins, the king's coins, to whoever, they, you know, there was public-private partnerships that somebody would buy the rights to make the coins, okay? And we'll see that part of the deal was, in order to get that, you have to be open on, you have to be working on Shabbos as well. Dinai kedin hamamun ala meches, it's the same rule as this situation we just had with the meches. He says, even though when it comes to minting the coins, there's an additional problem. Besides the marasayan that people are going to think the guy is working for you, we're going to learn later on that there is a problem with Hashmaris Koil, doing a malacha that makes noise. And that malacha makes noise, there's an additional problem with it, additional marasayan. It's still the same thing for the same reasons. We aren't worried about it. Now, Derma adds on something very, very important over here, which is going to be negeya to us, Lamaisa, in certain cases, as we'll see. So we found this way of being able to give it over to the guy. He says, but the yid can't sit next to him while he's doing it. That's already not permissible. So we're going to see, the Mishabur will discuss more of this. But basically, what's important to us, the Ramah's telling us, that when we have these cases that it's mutter to make this deal with the guy, okay, that's fine, but the yid can't go and sit next to him while he is doing that. But let's see the Mishabura a little bit more into this. Anywho, the Yikach writes Aloyma, the Zegan came in Shari. Besides what we said in the Mechaber yesterday, that we can do it in Eifen Kablanis, for X amount of work, you get X amount of production, you get X amount of dollars. Then you, but here too, you can just sell him or rent him the entire rights for all the Shabbosim. Then Yehudi ki ovid adaita nafshe ovid, he paid for it, now it's his. The reason he's working is for himself. The kasa magavram, the gamishum schas Shabbos less bezeh, afshu maskir le Shabbos chod. What about that? We had a different problem. We learned earlier that there's a specific problem with taking schas Shabbos, getting money that was earned for you on Shabbos. Here, you're transferring to him the rights for all the Shabbosim. So why is that not Shabbos? Meshim daharehu kili konim emani hameches. Just like he bought the rights for the meches from the government, the guy bought the rights for the meches from him. It's the same a case that let's say I know I'm going to get a delivery of goods on Shabbos. So I sell it to the guy before Shabbos. You can lend him on Shabbos. The pshita the shari, we say that the guy is allowed to accept it. So to the case of with the minting the coin. The king goes ahead and sells it to the yid, the right, and the yid sells the thing to the guy. The aim is Iraq Mashu Marasayan. The only problem is Marasayan. She Yomer Shoisel Tsarach Yisrael, that the people are going to see the guy doing it, they're going to say you're doing it for Yisrael. She Yisrael Sachari Lichtem Shabbos Lakabal Ameches, that maybe the yid just hired him for the day. Bezer Shekosar Mav, like Hashin on the Mekoim Seda, that in a place of a Hefsid, we aren't worried about this Marasayan. Like Hiske Klamas Chas Shabbos, Ayim Bealocha, Sin the Mir Mocha. Loy Sashashashu, so then we said, as follows, that I even if what was the like when there's a hefsid, the chachamim did not say that you can't do it. Da the mashmi call up a paiskim, it would seem from all the paiskim, the loyatiro, this last sort of twist that we had in this sif after this whole simon of telling us that we can't do all these things, loyatiro filib and makim hafsagadol ba'ifin zeshitayach shulchan aruch, as we explained, as we discussed a little bit yesterday. This that they say we're setting aside our marasayan concern is only in a case similar to this case in sif vav. Dehenu oibik kabbalus oisha maskalis guf harevach. Either you're going to do kablonis, and you're going to be master rebbe, and we have the other conditions that we spoke about yesterday. The bechalzeh even galilum adaita the nafshia covered, because we have to at least set it up. Even though we're ignoring the marasayin, doesn't mean we can be over something ladin because we're concerned that if not, you're going to be over Shabbos, right? Our beskiri on mamish, just to hire a guy to do this. Also bechal gavni umizet teida shoysan hanoshim. Now this could be somebody was just talking to me about this. We have such a case. He owns a lounge, a bar, right? You take a guy the base on al yom Shabbos, lasik mechir samashka, and then guy stands by the bar, right? You're paying them for the hour. Even if you're going to call it minyas revach, because back he was the supplier that the people that he had the exclusive. Hey, in our case, we're a regular bar, it's even worse than that, because that's like a Beis Hamerchetz. It's not like it is Minyas Rebach, that's all it is. Yoim Shabbos Lahefsegodol Mikol Mokum Loyatiru Beschir Yoim Mamish. The Chama, when they gave this heter, is only if you do it in Oif of Kablonis. The Gamdule he rak bechal minyas revach. Even if you can argue that somehow or another the case is all is the Gamdule who rak bechal minyas revach, and it's probably only consider minyas revach, which we said this heter that they allowed you to do it and they set aside the marasayan concern is only not in the case of minyas revach, but a loss of something that you have already. It's if I own a bar, it's more like a tana merchatz. So I can't go ahead and just hire a guy to work for me. That's me doing schar Shabbos, doing business on Shabbos. The guy is my shliach. He's doing a davar aser that I'm allowed to do for me on Shabbos. That's 100% aser. The only time we have this heter, this loophole, is similar to the case that the Mechaber and the Ramah gave us. Or sell to the guy everything that he's going to sell on Shabbos, before Shabbos. And in the next simon, we're going to start talking about shutvas and a guy, which is very applicable. Obviously, every case is very nuanced and detailed. You have to figure out what to do. But that's what we're going to talk in the next simon. So someone has a business that has to be open on Shabbos, and you make a shutvas with a guy. So here also, he says, if you want, you can sell all the whiskey that you're going to sell in the bar to the guy before Shabbos. And then he's running his own business. After Al-Kamponim Adayna, Asik Nikra, Yishem Yisrael, even though I'd still have a problem because people know it as Avrumi's bar, Zemutim Ashum Tseidah. Ulufima Shiksavni Lakam Hashem Ataz, Yemutim Azel Yisrael, Leshev Me Rochak, the Lishma Shalai Yignav Einu Hudim Asik. He says, this, the Ramah told us that the Yid, and we're going to get more into this, is not allowed to sit there and next to the guy, even if he did it in Oifan Hatta. But he says that if the yid is worried that the guy is going to steal from him, he can sit at a distance and watch him. Don't get involved. Don't talk to the guy at all about the business. This is very difficult. He says, unfortunately, we see that people go and they make this deal with the guy, so to make it mutter on Shabbos, but then they're worried that the guy is not going to run the business properly, or they're worried the guy is going to steal from them. So they sit right next to the guy and they tell the guy, hey, you're doing it wrong. Do it this way. This is how, you know, you can make more money. You can make a bigger, don't pour so much into the drink. You're giving too big of a shot, right? That's already also. So he says, but unfortunately, maybe don't give these to people Musar because it's Mutav Sheyeshagim, but let them be Shagim and then actually be Avera, because he knows it's a very difficult thing that if you're going to tell the guy, you can watch the guy that he shouldn't steal, but then you see him doing something wrong, how are you going to stop him from saying something? Now, and here's the key line that the Mechaber, that the Mishabur tells us. By Beitech B'Shem, one who trusts in Hashem, Ve'ena Mechapes Sadi Kulos Al Shabbos, that doesn't go ahead and look for coolest to figure out how to get out of doing business on Shabbos. Ashrav, he's praised. He's going to be blessed for doing this. Dina Kedin. So then we said that the case where the guy buys the rights to mint the coins for the king is the same like the case in Ameches. You can give the medals that they're going to use to make the coins to the guy before Shabbos, make a deal with him. For every 100 coins you produce, you get $10. Or he gives him all the rebach, mishum pseida, because of the pseida. He said that the yid is not allowed to sit next to him. Whether the case that you made the deal with the guys running the business, the kosav daos, the mash osel yeshom, heinu kadei lay the mahi. This that we said that it's also for the yid sit next to him is for the if the yid wants to go ahead and see how the business is going, what's going on, and to make sure that the guy puts together a proper cheshbon, so when he gets the cheshbon after Shabbos is proper. We said yesterday, right, that you're not allowed to be involved in your business at all on Shabbos. Common simon shinvav sifalav. We'll see in shinvav. Aval im ani yoishiv shom elikadei lishmar sani yehuda shalay yigdam ben amecha, says the Taz, and we just said this previously, but this is where he brings it down, that if the reason of the yid sitting over there is only to make sure that the guy doesn't steal from him, muta, then it's muta. Umizeh nicha. Mashenhagim achzikei rechayim. Those people who own, they go ahead, that they get the rights to the mill, meyasar, from the minister, from the mayor. L'hoishiv zom yisrael afilu b'shabbos, to let a yid sit there in Shabbos. Rak yizor, shalei yidav, klum be'esik. You can have a yid watching it to make sure you don't get stolen from. But the guy's not allowed to converse with the guy at all to talk about the business. Atkan l'shayne v'chein kasvu shari achrayinim. And so too, this is how the other achrayinim explain it. Okay, we'll stop over here rather than starting Reish Mem Hei, because it's already only got a minute left. So Mietz Hashem, tomorrow we will start with Reish Mem Hei. Shkoyach.